You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Monday's local report of news from the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Basically clear tonight, but continued warm and muggy. Overnight low temperatures this evening, about 70 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny. There's a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Daytime high temperatures tomorrow in the lower 90s. And on Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms in the evening. Then, partly cloudy overnight, continued muggy with the lows in the mid-60s. Daytime high temperatures, about 77 degrees. Topping Monday's local news, a couple of serious accidents reported over the weekend. The Niagara County Sheriff Department reported being notified of a motorcycle accident in the 4300 block of Purdy Road in the town of Lockport. Initial investigation by deputies at the scene revealed that sometime overnight, a motorcyclist collided with a deer in the roadway. The operator of that motorcycle left the roadway and then collided with a telephone pole. That driver was deceased upon the arrival of emergency responders. The name of the victim is being withheld by Niagara Radio pending notification of next of kin. The accident is still under investigation by the Niagara County Sheriff Department Accident Investigation Unit. And in Niagara Falls on Sunday, a 10-year-old girl was seriously injured when the e-scooter she was driving apparently went through an intersection on Marine Memorial Drive at 100th Street and was struck by a passing car. The girl was given first aid on the scene, then rushed to Buffalo's Oshai Children's Hospital for emergency surgery. Authorities tell Niagara Radio the victim suffered severe head and leg injuries in that crash, and reports on her condition were not immediately available at the time of this report on Monday. City police that investigated the accident said the driver of the car involved, a 44-year-old woman, is cooperating with their investigation and say the rider of the e-bike apparently pulled into the path of her car, with the car having the right of way. At the time of the accident, police said there were no available ambulances in the area, and the Falls had a call for a rig from the eastern end of the county. The investigation into that accident is reportedly continuing today. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder that our news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's the premier appliance repairman who will come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor and fix your home appliances. How do you get him there? It's that phone call, but the trouble is you don't know when you're going to need it, so put it in your cell phone. Because when the food in your refrigerator or freezer starts getting warm, you don't want to be searching. 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the news brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really do care about you. And they want to make sure your prescription gets delivered on time, especially with some drugstores in the area closing. So call them at 260-1918, and they'll make all the arrangements to have your prescription switched over to them for free home delivery. Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. In other news, police investigating a disturbance over the weekend in the 1400 block of Walnut Avenue ended up arresting a woman who they were trying to disperse from the house. Authorities said Pamela Daniels was unwanted in the residence and was asked to leave by police, but as she was getting ready to go, she reportedly pushed through two policemen who were reportedly standing there while she kept arguing with others in the house. Daniels was then taken into custody by the cops and charged with harassment and resisting arrest. She was issued an appearance ticket and is scheduled for a court appearance at a later date. A man who was previously banned from entering the Walmart store on Military Road due to a previous incident was arrested again over the weekend when he allegedly tried leaving the store with $540 worth of unpaid goods. Due to being trespassed in the past, the charge he would have received this time of petty larceny was stepped up to a charge of burglary in the case. He was identified as Dylan Groom of Ontario Avenue, who deputies said will now have to answer to the charge in city court. City firefighters battled a fire in a vacant structure on Saturday. It was in the 500 block of 8th Street. That fire heavily damaged the structure that was said to be vacant, and no injuries were reported. Authorities told Niagara Radio that the owner of the structure had passed away a few years ago, and the city's code enforcement division was called in and ordered the house boarded up. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Early voting in the state's primary election is now over, and Tuesday the 24th is primary day in New York State. But if you didn't vote in early voting, if you want to cast your ballot on primary day, you have to go to your regularly scheduled polling place. That is, if there is a primary for your party in the area where you live. To be sure, you can check the information and the times for primary voting on the Niagara County Board of Election website. In our area, there is a Democratic primary for 3 seats on the Niagara Falls City Council and a few other primaries in the area. And once again, you'll find the full list and available voting times on the Niagara County Board of Election website. And finally, how well do those state-recommended appearance tickets work? Well, let's see. Over the weekend, police received a call about people panhandling in the area of the city market. They were stopping cars, banging on windows, and asking for money. When police arrived on the scene, they observed Sean Specht stopping and intimidating drivers in the area, asking for cash. Officers quickly stepped into action and put an end to the disruption, and charged Specht with aggressive panhandling. But as they were doing that, they saw another man in the same area, this time in the area of the McDonald's drive-thru on Pine Avenue, doing the same thing. Banging on windows, stopping cars, asking for money. Police scooped him up, only to find out that it was reportedly Tukunda Lancaster, who was arrested for the same thing the day before and given an appearance ticket and let go. But with no real consequences immediately given to those lawbreakers, they were both let go this time, and they'll probably be at it again tomorrow. And who knows, if the fishing's good in that spot, maybe again they'll be in the same area. I'm sure glad they're not bothering you or your family in your car, Governor Hochul. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. The Links of Niagara tip line is brought to you by the Links of Niagara Pro Golf Simulators in the One Niagara Building in downtown Niagara Falls. A great place to practice or to hold a meeting or a summertime party in cool air conditioning. Remember, when you golf at the links, parking is always free. And through the summer, the cost of golf is at a 30% discount. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by entering niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. Local news first, factual, and free from the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.